22-year-old Racine native Willow Newell is the first Black woman to be named Miss Wisconsin. Newell took home the crown in June, and in September, she'll head to Orlando, Florida to compete for Miss America. The first Miss America pageant was held in 1921. The competition didn't have a Black contestant until 1970, and a Black woman wouldn't win until 1984. Newell spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell about her experience as a Black woman in the predominantly white pageant industry.
It definitely affected my self-esteem going into it, but I feel like my whole life has prepared me for this because I grew up in a lot of predominantly white spaces, went to PWI schools my whole life. Even from preschool, I remember being the only one in my class and kids asking me questions about my hair or my skin. And then, you know, growing up, going into middle school, going into different competitions like forensics or science Olympiad, where I was always the only one who looked like me. So going into the pageant industry, it wasn't anything that I didn't expect, but it affected my self-confidence at first because I'm watching these videos in middle school and math class and I'm looking at former Miss Americas and I'm thinking I have to be just like them, that I have to reflect the same experiences, that my hair has to look the same. And so I always talk about how my hair journey is so important to me. I love still straightening my hair sometimes now, but at the time that I started competing, I felt like I had to have straight hair and that I had to talk a certain way. And that I had to dress a certain way and that there was things about myself that I couldn't share. So I straightened my hair and, you know, I would tend to code switch a lot more, change the octave of my voice when I talked. I would definitely not always share as much of my culture or my experiences. And so I did this a lot because I felt like it was the blueprint for my success. But I think as I came into my womanhood and as I went into college, I just gradually became more comfortable with wearing my hair the way I wanted to, not for the pageants, but just as myself. There was one summer I was like, I'm not getting my hair braided this weekend. I'm just going to, you know, wear my hair as it is. And then I ended up growing more confident in it. And so I saw people started to actually like it. They complimented me. And it's sad that I had to get to that point as an adult and also wait for people to kind of say, this is okay. But it's something that I feel like we all go through as Black women. You're so worried about what other people think, you know, within our own community, and then also what people think on the outside of our community. And it's really all about just finding what works for you and being patient with yourself because society has so much pressure on us. So being in the pageant industry specifically, looking up to people, not seeing myself, pressured me to be something else, but it became a journey for me of self-love and self-discovery that I had to take. And now I'm so honored I get to represent people on this level and hopefully inspire other people to just be their true selves and represent themselves however they want.
So winning the Miss Wisconsin competition as the first Black woman to do that, what does that title mean to you?
It's really a dream come true. And I have been trying. I feel like the hardest thing about the past few days has been trying to really fully comprehend everything that it means, not just to me and my family, but to the entire world. I've received such beautiful messages from people from all over, different organizations, different like BET and different influencers. And I never thought, especially even going into competition week, that my life would change so much or that I'd be able to have such a large influence in such a short amount of time. And so I have made my younger self proud, but I'm also hoping that I can make everyone proud throughout the year. So it's a lot of pressure, you know, every day when I go to an event, I'm like, I have to make sure I'm posting this amount so people can see the impact I'm making and that I'm saying the right things in my interviews and that I'm making sure I share enough of my story so that people can hopefully be inspired. It's a lot, but it's also like a huge blessing. You know, the times when I get stressed or think, am I doing things the right way? I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed that I'm the person who gets to be a part of this and be a part of a larger picture.
That was Miss Wisconsin winner Willow Newell. Newell is the first Black woman to win the Miss Wisconsin pageant. She spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell.